You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins.
Yeah, I didn't make the cut.
But you are hashtag better than Ed.
I am hashtag better than Ed. But I failed my first attempt at doing the intro for New Churches.
Now, so, if you don't know what we're talking about, go back to episode 256.
It was painful.
Todd did an intro. It was really cute.
Oh, really? Cute?
It was awesome. So let's get into our question today. I need to be careful here. Todd's my boss, so I can poke him, but not too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into our question.
Hey guys, thank you for the podcast. My name is Devin Duell, and I'm a planter with the Commons LA, a church here in the Westwood region of Los Angeles, right next to UCLA. And my question centers around shepherding.
So the reason we didn't finish Devin's entire question.
What did you do to Devin?
The reason we stopped
those guys are our friends, man.
They are.
Why'd you put them on double speed?
Yeah, I know, right?
It sounds like double speed.
Didn't he sound like he's
double speed? He sounded like double speed in a hailstorm.
How does a human being talk that fast? Yeah, and Devin is a plus member with us at newchurches.com. He was at Reality LA. He just planted the Commons LA. And man, if you have not yet seen a website, a church planting website.
I mean, check out the got Commons. It.
Yeah, thecommonsla.com is a great, great website. And it's a simple one, but it's a great one for a new church plant if you're looking at that. But the reason we stopped the recording was because
it was obviously hailing, raining. It's in a vehicle.
Exactly. So I'll finish the question out for Devin. And really, he was just asking the whole idea of how to systematize shepherding in a church. He referenced different programs that are out there where you can really kind of program, you know, train your congregation up to you know, have shepherds here, shepherds there for shepherds everywhere. but, you know, they're there are programs like that.
He actually waved his hands from side to side when he did that, by the way.
Yes.
And his head is one of his, he's got one side of his headphones up off his head.
No, I don't.
He's getting like really into this, guys. I'm not sure what we're going to do with him. He's getting full of himself.
Foot in. All right. So just the heart behind it was, how does he raise up leaders? How do we raise up leaders
it's not
to
just,
bear the load of shepherding in a plant?
The way he described it was like for counseling situations. It was like for next level stuff. I mean, this would be, I think in part we're asking the question because he was talking about dealing with very difficult things.
And I think so, we should address that. We should also kind of maybe address the entire spectrum.
We can address the entire spectrum. What Devin was talking about specifically, I think, is interesting because those people, you don't just find them overnight. I mean, mm-hmm. these are like your elders or, you know, people that have been around for a long time in your congregation who have been tested and found faithful, people who have are theologically sound and spiritually mature, that also haven't done anything that,
they're above reproach.
Above reproach. Yeah. So all those things. And I don't know about you guys, but those people aren't always easy to find.
Yeah. And especially when you're a church plant and you've only existed for a few months too.
Okay. Well,
thanks, Todd, for the great advice, except it doesn't apply to me.
I can give you a few names of guys in California. You got to convince them to come to your church.
Right, and I'd agree with you, Todd, in the sense of those shepherding, those kind of next level, second meeting type of counseling opportunities. I would really make sure, like Todd said, to have those trusted elders or those trusted deacons or whatever you want to call them, that you have trained up, that you have mentored, that you've discipled, that you can totally trust,
right,
and have an army of them there. But that, I wouldn't say put your whole counseling load on those people.
And before we move off of that, there are a couple of ministries that I would mention that I've seen help in that and be somewhat successful in that. One is Stephen's ministry.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
Especially established churches are probably familiar with Stephen's ministry. Others may be familiar with Celebrate Recovery. Mm-hmm. I think both of those are good.
Stephen's go ministry, a different approach though.
Yes. Yeah. For what you're talking about, I think Stephen's ministry would be the one that might be a little bit more in depth as far as
But for a new church plant, because it's going to be, you have to work toward that, right? And I wouldn't necessarily recommend you starting Stephen's ministry in your first year as a church plant.
No, but it's a great resource to go and look at and say, hey, you know we're competencies-based people. So what are the competencies that they're, you know, trying to train people toward in Stephen's ministry? Look at their content, exactly. Take a look at it.
And keep an eye out for leaders and people that you are discipling who can maybe lead or start that ministry later on. So that's, I would say work up to that, right? Definitely work up to that. But what I would also say is make sure you have a good list of recommended counselors for different areas, because the last thing that you want to be doing, Devin, as a church planter, and if you're an established church pastor, this is exactly the same for you as well.
Totally.
The last thing that you would want to do is spend the majority of your week counseling, right? You need to spend your time with leaders and you need to spend your time with the lost. Now, you still need to shepherd.
Absolutely.
You still need to have those meetings, but have it once and then refer them off.
Yes. Because there's going to be things that you're going to get out of your ability to counsel them fairly quickly. For typical things, yes. But when it comes to some deeper issues, which, you know, if you're around for very long at all, you're going to get those. You need to be able to have a professional counselor to pass them off.
Yeah, exactly. So when you counsel, Devin, I'd really encourage you to go along the prayer type of counseling route where you are hearing them out, you're listening to them, and you're just, as a result, praying for them in light of all that. But in terms of addressing, daddy issues, mommy issues, everything that goes a layer deeper, I would not say, even if you know how to go there, don't go there. Instead, refer them off. And just wait until you have more of an established ministry where you can maybe build a Stephen's ministry type of thing to approach. Because it's about your time. And as a church planter, you need to watch your time so that you're spending it with
it's
leaders
time, but
and
it's
the
also
lost.
Expertise because you can get over your head really quickly. The last thing I'll say on that is be sure that you are sending these people to a real Christian counselor.
Yeah.
Yes, a certified counselor, absolutely. But there's so many people that'll put a fish on their shingle and call it a day and then give people advice that's directly contrary to scripture.
Yeah.
So that's my caveat.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't even send them to a life coach or to a Christian coach, especially in issues that need counseling.
Absolutely.
Right. And vet these people, have coffee with them, meet with them, see what their methodology is. Because some people, although they say they're Christian, their behavior modification, it's all about behavior modification. And there's no role in the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit has to it. And there's so many different methods. So be sure to vet them because that's super important. Now, if we look at it from the beginning side of it all, right, when it comes to shepherding your entire congregation, especially those who you have not yet met with, I would say make sure you have a really good small group or group system going on. Because one of the best things about a life group, small group type of environment is the fact that those group leaders are shepherds, right? Those group leaders are the individuals who are basically going to be caring for and creating an environment to care for everyone in the church. And those individuals that are leading the groups, right, those group leaders, you can then shepherd them, you can then care for them, you can then equip them and resource them so that they can then be those under shepherds, quote unquote, for the rest of the congregation. That's one of the best things that you can do for your church at this stage is to have a healthy functioning group system.
Right. And you know, it is true because a lot of this is going to be shoulder to shoulder, knee to knee type of development. So the best way to develop shepherds is up close and personal. And the best way to see that multiply or systematize is to walk people through that process intentionally and then reference it all along the way so that they're able to reproduce it when you have basically released them to do ministry. They can reproduce themselves as well.
Exactly. And I know, Devin, you're familiar with larger church environments, and typically the lead pastor who's preaching isn't the one that's coaching the small group leaders. I know you're probably familiar with that type of model, but I would say early on in a church plant, make sure you're investing into those group leaders, that you are praying for them, that you are praying with them, that you are showing them and embodying to them what it looks like to be a good shepherd so that they can shepherd those in your church. Because you know what, you may have fancy worship services, you may have great graphics and sermon series and a lot of things that will bring people in the door, but at the end of the day, if people don't feel cared for, if they don't feel shepherded, they're just going to go out the back door. So to have a great functioning, healthy functioning group system is going to be so key and critical for the long-term success and health and kingdom impact of your church. Right on. All right. Well, thank you again for listening in. Be sure to submit your questions to newchurches.com. There's a sidebar on the right if you're on your computer. If you're on your mobile device, you can go to speakpipe.com/newchurches and send them in that way. We would love to answer them, and we'll catch you next time.